This is Glenn Hauser with the World of Radio 1600. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded January 19th, Australia, Belarus, Bhutan, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Turkish, Djibouti, Ecuador, Europe, France, Indonesia, Kashmir, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Romania, Russia, Sarawaknan, Tajikistan, USA, Uruguay, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We are sad to learn of the passing of Chris Hambley in Melbourne, Victoria. He was a contributor to Review of International Broadcasting, World of Radio, and DX Listening Digest. We hadn't heard from him in quite some time. The news came to us from John Wright of the Australian Radio DX Club, who said he died on the 18th of December, and called him an institution in the club and a life member. He first joined way back in January 1968. In the MW Oz group via DSWCI shortwave news. News of a new station in Melbourne from the Jewish community testing on 1674 kilohertz in the X band. Brian Goldsmith there says there might be some interference from Vision Radio in Brisbane, which might be the only other occupant of 1674. Well, neither one of those is listed in the new World Radio TV Handbook. They just have one Philippine station on that frequency. But being a split frequency, it might make it to North America. Robert Copeman adds that Melbourne Jewish Radio on 1674 was previously on FM 96.1, but their short-term FM test license expired. They identified as Lion, L-I-O-N FM, and continue to do so on 1674, even though they're no longer on FM. They were calling themselves Lion 1674, and he says if they have an official call sign, it would likely be 3MJR. From Ron Howard in California, an update on Radio Simbon on 2368.5 near Sydney, New South Wales. He says as of January 13th, they were being heard at 1503 UT, so they were back to their extended schedule, perhaps 24 hours, playing Greek music. Alexander Dyadishov in Ukraine says on its website, Radio Belarus indicates a new frequency from 11 to 23 UT, 11730, replacing two 7 MHz frequencies, 7360 and 7390. And the only other frequency shown, when I check the website, is 6155 at 1705 to 2300. Now, this is the external service. There are several other 6 and 7 MHz frequencies relaying the home service. Kai Ludwig and Sergey S. monitored the new frequency and found at certain times there were collisions with stations already on 11730, such as Radio Japan and even the Voice of Russia. In Brazil, Jorge Freitas tuned in January 15th and heard them in French at 19:48. At 2000, they started Spanish, which is only on Sundays. The rest of the 2 hours from 20 to 22 on other days of the week and after 2020 on Sundays are in English. Ron Howard has also been in contact with the frequency manager at the Bhutan Broadcasting Service, Tinli Dorji, who attended last week's HFCC meeting in Malaysia. He says BBS is considering changing both its shortwave frequencies. 6035, as we well know, has collisions with China. He says also with Japan and All India Radio. And he thinks 5030 is too far out of band for many shortwave radios in the area. And both frequencies have been temporarily off the air. However, Alokesh Gupta reports as of January 15th, 5030 was being heard again at 10:35 by Babu Gupta with excellent reception in Kolkata. the All India Radio engineer, was trying to solve a problem through a video chat with BBS engineers. Looking ahead to the A12 season, Wolfgang Büschel says some frequencies they are considering moving to are 5070, 5900, or 6225, between midnight and 16 UT. The big bad news this week is about Bulgaria. News broke on Friday the 13th that it would be closing down its shortwave service completely at the end of January. We first heard about it from Craig Crist, who got a message from Rosica of the English section of Radio Bulgaria. She said the budget has been seriously cut and will soon be facing radical changes. Shortwave broadcasts are to be ceased, and opportunities for satellite and online programs are now explored. This was soon confirmed by Ivo Ivanov, frequency manager, who also provides the very useful DX Mix News Bulgaria. He says, "Dear listeners and friends of Shortwave and Radio Bulgaria, very bad news to inform you with huge regret. After more than 75 years, Radio Bulgaria ceases broadcasting on shortwave January 31st at 2200 UT. It seems it's not necessary for shortwave and medium wave. There's no money for broadcasting on those bands. There is internet, however. Maintaining shortwave was mission impossible. Hope dies last. As frequency manager for the past 19 years, my main task was to provide the best quality signal of Radio Bulgaria in worldwide coverage. There will be no shortwaves. There will be no frequency manager. For all the people who work in Radio Bulgaria, the bad news is shock and horror, the beginning of the end. But we hope for your moral support. Please email the language section you listen to, such as English, at bnr.bg. And he's also added a website with more about this and a petition you may sign to save Radio Bulgaria. It is www.saveradiobulgaria.com. P.S., he says, shortwave transmitters at Kostinbrod and Podarsko will be destroyed in the next few months. We gave Radio Bulgaria's English schedule at the beginning of the season in November, but here it is again in even megahertz, as all their frequencies are. Broadcasts on the half hour last half an hour, the others are a full hour long. At 0730 on 7.4 and 9.4, and the same at 1830. Then at 22 and midnight UT, 5.9 and 7.4, as well as at 0300. All these broadcasts are aimed more or less toward Western Europe and North America, somewhere between 295 and 306 degrees from Plovdiv. Unfortunately, there are no English broadcasts in our morning when I do a lot of my listening. I do, however, hear them well in Bulgarian on 15.6 between 14 and 15. They're also on 11.6 and from 16 to 17 on 15.7. And there's one Bulgarian broadcast, especially for North America, at 01 to 02 on 5.9 and 7.4, and at the same time to South America on 7.3 and 9.4 megahertz. This abrupt news has led to a great deal of discussion in DX Listening Digest and other fora. A lot of lamentation and gnashing of teeth. You can read all about it in the new issue of DXLD, once available, number 12-03, via worldofradio.org. A later announcement on their website does say, as of February 1st, you will be able to find and listen to us on the internet via an URL too long for me to attempt to convey to you here. In fact, they already have their English broadcasts available on demand, but it seems no live streaming, according to Richard Cuff and John Filiozzi on the ODXA group. More about Radio Bayrak in Turkish Northern Cyprus from BCDX. Correspondent in Cyprus, Costa Konstantinides, tells Wolfgang Büschel he's made contact with the station wanting to find out whether they're on the air or not in order to inform the WRTH update coming out in February. He says he monitored the frequency for 10 days and was not hearing it. He got a reply Radio Bayrock International on HF is being upgraded with a new antenna system. Financial limitations have caused the work to be extended. It is expected to be on the air by the beginning of March, hopefully with a better antenna system. The transmitter is actually on the air with reduced power, a mere 4 kilowatts. And I have recent reception reports from Massachusetts, New York, and Pennsylvania in December and January, reporting 6150, says the head of transmissions at BRT, Mustafa Tosun. Wolfgang Büschel says the frequency measures 37 hertz on the high side. We recently brought you news that Radio Djibouti had reactivated after a few months on 4780, but it's been quite sporadic. A few more reports. Acker Peterson in Denmark says on January 16th he heard 4780 from 1927 until it went off at 1934 abruptly and did not come back in the next 11 minutes. It was also off the air at earlier checks the same day at 0550 and 1800. It's very irregular, heard with much lower signal strength than before its technical problems last September. In the NASA group, Jim Young in Wrightwood, California, also reports it by long path on exactly 4780, presumed anyway. January 17th at 1437 tune-in, no audio but terrible codar interference. He was getting some audio by 1525 and some music sounding like Arabic and talking after 1530, still there at 1558, but nothing distinguishable. The signal was fair after 1520, but there was too much codar interference. Codar is that swish-swish sound, especially infesting 60 meters, so-called ocean wave radar. Radio Quito in Ecuador has made another of its rare appearances. Jim Young in California heard it January 12th at midnight 56 UT and full ID at 0453 on 4918.98. That is a little more than 1 kilohertz below the even frequency. Almost agreeing is Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, 4918.97. He heard the following morning, signing on at 10:58 with national anthem and IDs. But there have been no more reports of it since then, so it was probably on the air only that one day, until it maybe comes back in 2 or 3 months for another brief fire-up. It turns out that HCJB in Ecuador has 2 shortwave frequencies instead of one, thanks to a second harmonic of 6050 heard on 12100, at least if you're in Peru, as Alfredo Cañote is. He heard it at 1614 UT in the daytime on January 1st. But it might make it elsewhere if you can possibly pull in that weak harmonic. And if there's a second harmonic, there could also be a third, which would fall on 18150, and a fourth, 24200. The Global Pirate HF Weekend we told you about last week produced at least one good catch, which was widely heard even by yours truly, Border Hunter Radio, which is attributed to the Netherlands on 15500. I was hearing that Sunday, January 15th from 1531 until it was blocked by Sudan Radio Service at 1559.5. Then I learned later from Brian Alexander that it switched to 15515 during the following hour after 1600. It was also heard by a number of others, including Jorge Freitas in Brazil, and before 1600 on 15500, also by Bruce Portzer in Seattle, Washington. Another shortwave station that needs to be saved, even though it has already dropped all its shortwave broadcasts in English, is Radio France International. And there is a petition, too, for that purpose, pointed out to us by Sergey S. The URL is too complicated to convey. However, it's in the new DX Listening Digest. You might be able to find it by searching once you go to www.gopetition.com. Furthermore, Jean-Michel Aubier in France and Mike Cooper in Georgia report that another indefinite strike at RFI started at the beginning of Monday, January 16th. A French court, however, suspended the merger of RFI and France 24 Television, ruling that it is illegal according to unions Later on January 16th, RFI staff were called to a meeting on Tuesday to decide what to do next. As Pete Bentley reminds us, this is the 40-squared edition of World of Radio. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Fred Jodry in New York, who sent money in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. If you prefer, contributions via PayPal will reach us to WORADIO@yahoo.com. The voice of Indonesia has been missing from 9526. Swapan Chakraborty in India explained by referring us to his blog. Dated January 9th, VOI external service is off the air for the last few days because of a technical fault in the transmitter. They are searching for correct spares for the original equipment, but it is not so easy for such an old transmitter, and it's expensive. We hope VOI will be back on the air very shortly. And he includes a photo he took of that very transmitter when he was visiting them in December, having won a contest. Well, they're still off the air. According to Atsunori Ishida's Indonesian monitoring website, as of January 18th. But some intriguing, possibly good news added by Swapan on January 12th. Talks are on for retransmission of VOI programs using Babcock systems. I don't think the Voice of Indonesia has ever used any external shortwave relays, but that's certainly the way to go if they can't get their own transmitters back in service. Noel Green in England wonders what's become of the multiple high-power transmitters which were listed as previously having been installed for the Voice of Indonesia. In fact, they had 8 250-kilowatt units at one time. Were they installed at all? Or maybe they have been cannibalizing them to keep that one last transmitter on the air. Under the heading of International Internet, Jake Longwell of one of our webcasting affiliates, Geneva Community Radio, says there's an additional time for World of Radio. Sunday mornings at 4:30 a.m. Eastern, since they've started relaying the World Radio Network, in addition to our usual time of Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can find this and all the other programming from Geneva Community Radio at genevaradio.blogspot.com. All India Radio, Leh Kashmir, had been on 4747.6 for many weeks instead of its nominal frequency, 4760. However, in DX India, January 17th, Joe Jacobs says he heard them drifting up and down around 4720. 1615 past 1630, which is their sign-off time. He contacted the station engineer, and they know about the problem and are attending to it. The transmitter power is now only about 7 kilowatts. Via Playdx, Akra Peterson in Denmark reports hearing two Kurdish clandestines on 75 meters, January 11th and 13th, two separate stations, not in parallel, on 3929.50 variable from 0315 until off at 0430, the radio voice of Kurdistan via Sulaymaniyya in northern Iraq. He heard two clear IDs. It drifted to 3929.05 and was heavily jammed by Iran. It's not on 3965 anymore, but on 3960 exactly is voice of Iranian Kurdistan, heard from 0320 until off at 0428. It's via Salah al-Din in Iraq. I'm not sure how positive he is of the locations of these clandestines. Now, when he heard it, this one was in the Kurdish language, while the other one I mentioned previously was in Farsi. To the NASA group, Jim Young in California reports Radio Madagascar on 5010 exactly, but upper sideband, signing on with music at 1439, and it was overriding India on the same frequency, as Ron Howard had noted a couple of days, or one day earlier. He was hearing it in vernacular at 1606 as well. Then on January 13th, Ron Howard also reports it in USB Plus carrier past 1500. It was parallel to 6135.18. That went off at 1458. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has been listening to their morning sign-on in our evenings at 0222 on January 14th. At 0226, they had an interval signal lasting 25 seconds and then a choral national anthem. Ron Howard in California says, several weeks ago, I came across a unique window of opportunity to hear Wantok Radio Light, Papua New Guinea, 50 hertz below 7325, between 14 and 1430 UT, when China takes a break. Reception varies a lot from day to day. Originally heard with very faint Christian music, but it was best heard on January 13th between 1412 and 1428, including a few clear English announcements. Your inspirational station, Christian Radio 24 hours a day, Christian Radio Message, Wantok Radio. It was entirely easy listening music and Christian songs. I gave it a try during that window and was also able to barely make out a station playing Christian music January 16th from 1402. But it was quite weak and no luck the following day. Martin Throat in Netherlands also reports it during that half hour, January 14th, when CRI's Filipino broadcast at 1430 went off at 1457. Wantok was again in the clear for 1 minute. It's listed as only a 1 kilowatt transmitter. And most of that, I think, going up and down rather than sideways to the DX world. Still hoping for some reports from abroad of that brand new Peruvian station on 6060 Aroma Café in Pichanaki. In Peru, Alfredo Benjamin Cañote Bueno, also known as DX Spacemaster, had no problem hearing it January 3rd at 1221. January 4th at 23:54, with SINPOs in the fours. The impending demise of Radio Bulgaria on shortwave has people worried about their next-door neighbor, Radio Romania International. Pat Blakely in South Carolina says the time to save RRI is now. First of all, there are no rumors that Radio Romania is leaving yet. But the time to save stations like them is now. Don't wait until they put out a notice that they are canceling transmissions. Go listen to them and others like them and actually listen to the programs. And without begging for QSL cards, email, or better yet, write them a detailed report about what you listened to and how the reception was in clear English. Few broadcasters actually get much correspondence until they make the decision to shut down. So if we want stations like Romania to continue, the time to save them is now. The Voice of Russia made a number of schedule changes January 1st, especially affecting Arabic, Kurdish, and Turkish, but lots of others here and there. Wolfgang Büschel has laboriously compiled their complete new schedule, showing powers and transmitter sites as well for each frequency and each time. It's in BCDX and also in the new DX Listening Digest. He also sends along the English program schedule grid from VOR that Kostas Konstantinidis in Cyprus got. Glancing through it, I found that the London calling show, not to be confused with anything from the BBC, is scheduled from the Voice of Russia as follows, half an hour each, Friday at 1600, Saturday at 1600, and 2230, and Sunday at 2200. But that's not all. They have another program called Broadcast from London, I guess meaning VOR is originating that half hour in London. It's daily at 07:30 and 09:30, and Monday through Friday at 21:30. Jimber Gaviria in Colombia found some news about shortwave on the Free Malaysia Today website about Radio Free Sarawak getting ready for an election. It's kicking off the evening with a new format, and the state's best-known Iban-speaking presenter, Christina Suntai. It's broadcasting on shortwave 15420 from 6 p.m. local time. That means it's on that frequency now from 10 to 12 UT, as it previously had been the site believed to be Tajikistan. One of our newer contributors to the DXLD group, Tudor Vidianu in Romania, promptly heard them January 18th from 10 to 12 in the Iban language. A weak signal during the first hour, but growing stronger later. Also heard in Brazil by Jorge Freitas, January 18th, apparently in the Iban language, from 10:05 UT. Fred Jodry recommends a couple of WBCQ programs playing very old records. I enjoy them too, in case you're not aware of them. They're both at 2200 UT, one on Friday and the other one on Sunday, on 7490, BBC QRM permitting. On Friday, it's Behavior Night, and on Sunday, it's Marion's Attic. On January 18th, Alan Wiener sent us a state of the station, WBCQ, where all is well, he says. Listenership is up on all bands, mostly due to fewer programs available on shortwave. New listeners find WBCQ every day and call us a breath of fresh air. New programs have arrived due to our free speech special, including the Alan Sane Show, Tuesdays at 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. For little money, a good shortwave portable can be obtained. This has helped to swell the ranks of listeners. Shortwave will never die as the government takes over the Internet. The one transmitter to an unlimited number of receivers platform will be with us for a long time to come. KJES in New Mexico has been back on the air, and I've noticed their frequencies are now a little bit closer to where they're supposed to be, barely within FCC tolerance, such as 15385.2 at 2055 and 11715.1 at 1430. On behalf of ABDX, Mike Westfall in Los Alamos, New Mexico, has arranged a DX test, which he's been wanting to do for a long time, at his local graveyard station, KRSN 1490. He'll be on for 10 minutes, both early Saturday and Sunday mornings, January 21st at 22 at midnight Mountain Time. That is at 0700 UT, with sweep tones, Morse code, telephone off-the-hook signals, vocal IDs, and announcements. Uruguay is a country where hearing a shortwave station is DX, even from inside the country. Horacio Negro went to the beach and was able to hear La Voz de Artigas, CXA3, on 6074, January 11th at 1219 UT, relaying their medium wave on 1180. They're difficult to hear since they're low-powered, sporadic, and tend to be on the air only in the local daytime. The 25th annual Winter SWL Fest is coming up March 1st through 3rd near Philadelphia. 3 days of forums and hospitality and talking radio. All the details about registration, etc. are at www.swlfest.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issue January 17th, ANK indices 5 and 2 through February 11th. Solar flux rising from 155 January 19th. To 165 the 25th to 27th, and dipping to 140 on February 4th to 8th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1600.